This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're looking forward to the weekend because the Dead Rockers Ball returns to Waitati Hall. And the band that's at the heart of it all, Bulletproof Convertible, and joining me on the line now to talk about what to expect on the night is the band's drummer, Alex Ramsey. Alex Morena, good to have you with us.
Morning, Jeff. How are we doing?
Really good, Alex. Now, give us a bit of history with the Dead Rockers Ball. This is, of course, not the first edition of it. Tell us about how it all came together.
So Bulletproof Convertible sort of decided, I guess, about this concept and about bringing live music to... Originally, it was sort of designed around bringing music to some small country halls. So our plan is to sort of do a small hall tour of New Zealand, I suppose. And, yeah, we're just pretty excited to bring some music to people that, you know, don't often always get that opportunity to go down to your local hall and listen to some good music.
A little bit more to it than that, though, isn't there, Alex? Because you do like to have a bit of a theme and to encourage people to dress up and have a bit of fun with it, hence the Dead Rockers Ball moniker.
Yeah, so the name Dead Rockers Ball, we sort of try to encourage people to maybe come along as one of their dead music heroes, I suppose. We've had some pretty entertaining people in the past, some pretty good David Bowies and Freddie Mercurys and Lemmys for sure.
Yeah, you've taken this Dead Rockers Ball to places other than Waitati in the past. Where have you taken it previously?
We've done Brighton Hall, I think might have been the very first one way back. We have done Waitati, this is the second show in Waitati actually. We've been to Hawea Flat and also Fairfield last year, I think it was.
What is it about small communities and nights like this that make it so special?
I just think, you know, it's an opportunity that these communities don't have every night, like people living in town. And we try and community that's kind of got a slightly eclectic or alternative kind of vibe to it. And yeah, we get really good turnout and people just love it. But, you know, the fact that they can just go down to their local small hall and have a really good night out.
For anyone who hasn't caught Bulletproof Convertible in performance, tell us a little bit about the band and the music that you bring.
Yep, so we're a three-piece band. Silas Waring, guitar and vocals, and Paul Southworth on upright bass and myself playing drums. We're all originals. We're kind of... It's a little bit hard to describe the genre, to be honest, but it's kind of a little bit country, a little bit blues, a little bit punk, a little bit rock. Silas, the guitarist, does most of the songwriting, and he's very much influenced by sort of the maybe the 1950s and 60s rock and roll kind of era. So there's definitely a strong theme of that coming through the music. It's definitely very easy listening in, but very danceable. There's a great groove going on.
Tell us about how you expect the night to roll out in terms of times, and will there be other music performances on the night?
Yeah, so doors open 7:30. We have an opening act, which is Alan Gray, a.k.a. Flying Man from Dunedin also. He's an original musician, probably one of the most prolific players around town at the moment, so he'll be opening for us. He'll probably start about 8:30, and then Bulletproof Convertible will come on about 9:30, and we'll play through. We're about an hour and a half set.
Must be looking forward to it. I think whatever plans you might have had for last year didn't come through for obvious reasons.
We had quite a few small halls lined up. We had Riverton and a couple up north as well, so it was pretty disappointing to have that all sort of cancelled on us, so this is the first one back for us, COVID. So yeah, we're pretty excited to get back on the road.
Well, it's the Dead Rockers Ball at Waitati Hall on Saturday. In terms of other plans for the band, are you feeling a little bit more confident that you might be able to step out and do some more performances outside of Dunedin over the coming months?
Yeah, we're just starting to have a few discussions around now about some other potential areas we might look to, so I think we might be looking towards Karatani maybe, or Kakanui, and maybe even up to Waimati, which might be the next ones on the card.
It sounds like there's some good nights in store. Well, if you want to get along to Waitati Hall, doors open at 7:30 on Saturday night, and you got your first act on at 8 o'clock sharp. You've got to wrap it up by 11 o'clock, so there you go. That's all very manageable, isn't it? And if you want to get your tickets, eventbrite.co.nz. $35, Alex, and there will be some door sales, cash door sales for $40 if you don't get through all of those tickets. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.